Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heaven.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. They have our Hey Man Ale live and on tap right here at Taco Mac in Woodstock. Come through, have one. A lot of guys at the bar and enjoying a Hey Man Ale. We talk about Kyle Pitts, Mike. He looks like Kyle Pitts. We don't want to tell you that Kyle Pitts is out here,
yes.
But he is having a Hey Man Ale.
But if you take a picture with him, you can show that on Twitter, and some guys go, why is he wearing like a U.S. Mail shirt? And by the way, will you straighten out that thing down in Palmetto for crying out loud?
Would you stop?
Well, they had a guy in front of Congress in the postmaster. You know, overnight mail means overnight mail, Carl. Not his fault.
Yes,
he's just a cog in the machine.
I love that he said, I told him when he came in, I said, you finished with the job? He's like, yeah. I got done early so I could come out here and hang out with y'all today.
I can't tell you, my cousin, Tony the Mailman, I used to joke around, you know, but Tony, we'd be out at bars in the old days in South Beach, and now they call it letter carrier, mailman. And so a girl would go, so what do you do for a living? Well, it's kind of hush-hush. I work for the government. He wasn't lying. But anyway, to all the letter carriers out there who are stuck in the trucks or the cars, we do appreciate you being loyal Dukes and Bell listeners.
Yeah, man, lots going on today. First and foremost, Hawks play tonight. It is the play-in. Our coverage begins at 9 o'clock. We're going to talk more about this as part of our
what's
strong
your gut,
story
what's your gut tell you?
Of the day. Listen, we were just up there. They beat the Bulls. That game, okay, just about 10 days ago or whatever it was, Mike, the game started. It was 11-2 or 11-0 at one point. The Bulls were up.
Right.
The Hawks could make a shot. And we're sitting there going, okay, this is about to be a blowout. And then all of a sudden, Garrison Matthews hits a three. Bogey hits a three, right? And you're like, okay. They end up winning the game.
And the Bulls look like a mess at half court sometimes. Now, they do have the front court advantage. Well, again, we'll go in-depth later
yes.
in the show.
Yes.
But I still, if Trey has been saving that energy in the hands right, Trey did the same stuff in Cleveland a couple years back. Trey can take over a game like this.
He can.
And DeMar DeRozan can't do what Trey can do when he's feeling it.
True enough. And I'll say this because he's got the record now. For those who missed it, he is now the all-time assist record holder for the Atlanta Hawks, more than Doc Rivers, and he did that, surpassing him in the last game. He wasn't looking to shoot last game. Like, he came out and literally was like, you shoot it, you shoot it, you
facilitate.
He has to shoot tonight.
But isn't that the question we've always had about? I know, we're doing Hawks into Falcons. But the idea of knowing when to facilitate and when to dominate and when to throw that switch.
Well,
when to take it over.
That's the thing. We're going to see. We'll get to it in our Strong Arm Story of the Day. Also, Grant McCauley, who normally joins us at 5:40. I think we're going to push him back a little bit, because our Braves are in the game. And so we'll get you caught up with all that's going on in Houston. But they are looking for the sweep today before coming back home to take on the Rangers.
Most offense we've seen from the Astros in this series.
No doubt. They've been lackluster. So we'll keep you updated on what's happening there. Let's talk Falcons, guys, because as we said, and one of our loyal listeners came out, she's out here with her son. She was like, I'm so tired of you talking about the draft.
You're going to get some draft, lady, so deal with it.
I told her, I said, so are we. But this is the biggest part of the offseason, okay?
And you hate Dallas Turner.
This is not true.
I do hate Alabama, but this is not true.
Why do you hate Alabama?
No, I don't.
Score.
But you know what? As we as we talk about this.
By the way, I think this is going to be guys' ring codes now. Strap, strip sack, fumble.
Recovery. Where is all of that? Where is it?
I mean,
as we talk about this, guys have been saying, look, everywhere you look, tell me if I'm wrong. Turtle, you can jump in here. Orin, everywhere you look, who doesn't have us taking Dallas Turner? Doesn't that concern you a little bit that everybody has us taking Dallas Turner?
Nobody had us taking Keanu Neal in the first.
Nobody.
Nobody had us taking Drake London. Nobody had us taking – I mean, there was some Kyle Pitts, but it was more about Penei Sewell. I wanted Penei Sewell, which hypothetically would be the better pick.
And understand
– I know you wanted Justin Fields back in 21.
We needed a quarterback. Right. We didn't go there. We had to go out and pay $100 million to get a guy now, right. 2 years later. All I'm saying is I'm not saying it's bad, but do you think it's that obvious that everywhere you look and everybody is saying the same thing? All I'm telling you, Atlanta, is don't be surprised.
All right, so here's the thing. Everyone says it's Dallas Turner, so Falcon fans, get ready.
And it just might be.
Get ready for Quinyon Mitchell or Rome Odunze. And then,
if it's Rome Odunze, people are going to lose their minds.
We're going to be in Mercedes-Benz, and if guys freak out, I'm going to be videotaping, and no one censors Mike Bell, Carl. I will post this video. Because I know when the Drake London pick went down, people were like, damn. It was a, dare I say, a lukewarm reaction at the Benz that day.
And here's the deal. I'm not saying that all these guys are wrong, okay? I've got my opinion about it. You know where I'm at. All I'm telling you is this is blatantly obvious. All that anybody has done. From the draft experts that I trust to the guys that I don't feel like they know what the hell they're talking about. They've gone, Falcons need edge rush. Oh, look, there's Dallas Turner.
Right.
Turner and the Falcons. Oh, at 8. Turner, Falcons. Falcons, Turner. This is easy. Nobody, okay, has said, well, what else do they need? And what makes sense? And who's the best player? Who's the best player at 8? This has been my argument. I'm standing by it, and I'm just simply telling you guys, if they think Dallas Turner's the best player, so be it. Take him. I told you, Mike, we'll be up there on Friday, and I'll be like, right. Dallas Turner, tell me why you didn't do more at Alabama. Right.
But hold on. I got the ultimate. Hold on. Shut up, Marcus. I'm going to tell you right now. Had we taken with the 4th selection in the 2021 NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons select linebacker, Penn State, Micah Parsons, the fan base would have been, who is Micah Parsons?
Fair.
And that was
fair.
The guy.
Fair.
That was the guy.
It's fair. I can't debate that. It's fair. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929.
What a spin zone by you, Carl.
Don't you think it's interesting that everybody's going, 8, they need edge, Dallas Turner, Atlanta Falcons, Dallas Turner.
Last time I checked, Carl.
What?
Daniel Jeremiah, Mel Kiper, Todd McShay.
You know how much work these guys put into
this?
They're trying to get through the draft as quickly as they possibly can.
They're all pretty damn good at what they do. And the consensus
is
Dallas bleeping Turner. The guy that's going to come to Atlanta and reset the edge position for the first time since John Abraham.
A long athletic edge with excellent production and an intriguing skill set as a pass rusher. He has a quick first step and wins a lot of reps by stabbing with his inside arm and collapsing the offensive tackle's outside shoulder. He can also bend, wrap, flatten, and finish once he gets to the top of his rush. Carl, he is inconsistent with his pure bull rush. The longer the runaway before contact, the more success he finds. Against the run, he gets at a physical edge or slip blocks to make plays at the line of scrimmage. His effort is excellent. Overall, Turner has played a pivotal role on the Bama defense for 3 years.
Pivotal.
And he's ready to make an immediate impact.
Pivotal.
In the next level.
Strip sack.
Mike just said
that's
the
not
F
me,
word.
That's Daniel Jeremiah's breakdown.
Pivotal. Mike just said the F word. And you know what that F word is, Carl?
Careful.
Finish.
Oh.
As in, get Kyler Murray down in the fourth quarter. As in, get Josh Dobbs down in the fourth quarter. Those wins, you get them last year, Falcons playoffs.
But guess what? Bad news. We still have Arthur Smith as the head coach. A lot of guys at the bar would not be happy with that outcome.
That is true.
So are you telling me he's a killer? Because that's what I need to know,
I'm
Turtle.
I'm telling you.
Say it!
He's
what? Say it! Say it!
What are you
saying? Is he a killer or not? Killer!
Kinnison in old school. Say it! Say it!
Killer! That's all I need to know.
Killer.
If he's not a killer, I don't want him. Okay?
Ten sacks. 10 sacks last year, Carl.
All right.
You know what the Falcons sack leader was last year?
What?
6.5
Well, that's listen.
You
had old strip sack. Old guys
right.
coming.
Picked it up.
Right.
Scored.
You had old guys coming off the edge. What do you expect?
And they didn't even bring those guys back.
All right, you know what? If you want to set some odds right now, I'll give you 20-1 We select Brock Bowers. Because that's so Falcons. That is so. And we'll trade Pitts, or we'll have this crazy. They'll have to come up with a new number for it. It's the new 42 set.
Wouldn't that
with two
be crazy?
Tight ends and two wide receivers.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
I'm telling you.
Hey, we got a lot of draft coverage that we're going to get to over the next few days. I'm just telling you, everywhere you look.
Right.
Everybody you see has the simplest equation with the Falcons, and that is they need edge, and therefore this is the guy. Give me the best player. Right. That's all I want.
Right.
Give me the best player.
Impact. We do feel we have a three-year window to win this thing while we got Kirk Cousins. I think most Falcon fans agree with that. And by the way, Falcon fans still pimping the quarterback thing? No way. Carl, not first round, second round, third round, fourth round. Take a flyer on somebody. If you've got a guy, if you feel it's whether it's Tennessee or Florida State, whoever you're – I don't want Spencer Rattler in the third round. I don't care if they the brass visited.
I agree.
There's no reason to go talk to a quarterback in the third round.
Mike, go get me more D-line. Go get me more. Go get me another edge. By the way, we don't have to just draft one edge guy.
There's a couple out there.
We can go and get a couple of guys in this draft. I know people are so like, well, okay, check that off the list. No. Why don't you bring in more than one?
Hey, I gave you a bunch of those dudes yesterday in the third round. And look what Raheem Morris's L.A. Rams did last year. They found a defensive tackle and a edge rusher in the third round who combined for 17.5 sacks. And that's something, baby, we could do ourselves. And there's dudes. Now, if you watch the combine, you'll know who these guys are, Carl. I don't expect SEC fans and ACC fans who listen to our show guys from the MAC or know a guy who's an edge rusher from the Kansas Jayhawks. But those guys, those two I'm talking about, are studs, and they showed out at the combine. So just take a get-ready pill, because I would trust Raheem Morris if he's got a say in that.
All right, guys, 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon
Brothers. By the way,
Diamond
two names for you, baby. Marshawn Kneeland, the nerds at Pro Football Focus have him 63rd overall, and Austin Booker, 88th ranked overall. These are edge rushers you never heard of, you never watched. They could go, and we could take them, to your point.
Carl has his eye and his heart on one guy.
Who?
Leitu
Latu. Latu.
I have simply said he is better off the edge. That's all
one
I've
guy.
Said.
He wants one
You say
guy.
One thing and they take you to task
hey,
for
by
it.
The way, if we draft this guy and we're at Flowery Branch on Friday, are you going to come running to him? They're going to play Endless Love. You're going to put a lay around his neck. Welcome to Atlanta.
Hey, Carl. Here's a fun headline for
Aloha.
You, Carl.
Aloha.
Carl, here's a What's fun up, headline brother? For What's you up? From the Tuscaloosa News. According to Daniel Jeremiah, Alabama linebacker Dallas Turner, not similar at all to ex-linebacker Will Anderson.
Hello.
But that he's doesn't even, mean worse.
Carl, he's even better.
Yeah, that doesn't mean worse. That just means different.
No, it doesn't. He's trying to tell you he's not that guy. He's telling
By
you.
By the way, all right, real quick, Oren, anytime Carl mentions Latu Latu, start playing Endless Love.
You're my... Endless love. 404-726-0929. You can hit Mike up at Mike Bell ATL. Find me at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And of course, this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. We are going to talk about what's going to happen tonight in Chicago. We'll also get into it with Grant McCauley with the Braves. Stay there. We're live at Taco Mac. Come on out and hang out with us, guys. It's Dukes and Bell.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
And we're going to talk about it with Grant McCauley coming up in 10 innings, 5-4 over the Astros, and that is a sweep,
man,
for our Atlanta Braves.
Bar went nuts, Carl, who saw that double play Iglesias got going. And I tell you what, showing some clutch, and this is the best offensive output the Astros have had of this entire series.
It's true.
Last night, just like the night before, they blew it open in the ninth inning against Whitley, the kid they brought up from the minors. But great series for the Braves, and great job by the bullpen as well.
Acuna goes deep. Arcia continues to be hot. Ozuna from the Braves.
I'm Ozuna from the Braves.
Continues to do what he's doing. So we'll get into it with Grant. But this was a good series, man, because – I did not expect them to sweep the Astros, but the Astros are not – this is not the Astros from 2 years ago. They've got their own issues that they're dealing with, so more on that coming up. Mike, we got to talk about what's going to happen tonight with the Hawks, but before we do, I got to give a big shout-out to my buddy Mike Bettis from the Weather Channel. Yes, I know you're listening, Mike. He hit me up, and he's listening to us talk about
Latu, Latu.
He said, you are –
you're my endless love.
He said, you are to Latu, Latu like a girlfriend is to Manti Te'o. Appreciate that, Mike. That's funny, dude. Listen, we're gonna figure out where this team's going, and hopefully they get it right. That's all I hope.
There's
I hope they get it right.
You in my life.
Turn it up, Warren. This is Carl's ode to Latu, Latu.
I just want him to get it right. That's all.
You're telling me you take somebody from soft Pac-12, UCLA?
He had 13 sacks!
This cat's so weak the conference doesn't even exist anymore.
That ain't his fault!
I'd go with the SEC.
That is not his fault!
I'd go with the conference of champions.
And the break, by the way, Turtle was telling me he was reading this article that Oren sent. Oren, stop sending articles. And he's like, just so you know, this article in the Tuscaloosa News is talking about what a difference maker Dallas Turner is.
Dallas has a little more juice in terms of his get off and burst.
Oh.
Pretty elite. He's a better bender. He has a more fluid and loose athlete than Will Anderson.
How about that? Fluid and loose. You know what? In my experience in dating, I like fluid and loose.
Okay, would you stop?
What?
Would you stop it?
I'm not sure that applies in the NFL draft.
Let's talk about the Hawks, Mike, because tonight's a big night. Two things happen. Duh. We win, and we move on to Friday, and you have a chance to maybe win and move on and play the Celtics in a seven-game series.
Right.
Celtics are waiting there. They're the number one overall seed, and they will have home court advantage throughout the playoffs. With that said, they got to get past the Bulls tonight. We had Lauren Williams on from the AJC earlier today. It is play-in time. You guys have any confidence in the Hawks getting this done?
Yeah, I think if Trey can, you know, I don't know how much Trey's got left, take the game over. I think we got a fighting chance on that bad boy. But, you know, if it means DeMar DeRozan going to play better than Trey, the two stars, right? Stars.
The stars.
NBA's based on stars. Supporting cast. No Jalen Johnson. DeAndre Hunter going to pop? Hey, how about this? Can DeAndre Hunter give us that effort he gave us in Miami two years ago?
Yes.
That 31 points. If you do that, then we win this game.
Well, that's the thing. If D. Hunter steps up, we need you. If you get some bench scoring, all right, from some guys that, again, Garrison Matthews, some other guys, that then you can be in this game. Gary Bird. The problem is if their bigs get our guys in the foul trouble, Capella,
right,
Bruno, then you're going to be – because you're going to be hard-pressed, Mike. The rotation is not deep, and then you're going to be like, okay, who am I going to try to figure this out? That is going to be the issue tonight. But I do think the Hawks have as good of a shot to go into Chicago and win, and they just did this less than 2 weeks ago tonight, and then move on in this particular play-in and see what happens on Friday. But, you know, we saw last night LeBron and the Lakers survived the Pelicans.
We're going to hear from Danny Green talking more about this at 6 o'clock, our Odyssey NBA insider. And then we saw the end of a dynasty. Are you willing to say it? Because I will. It's an end of a dynasty.
Yeah, I mean, Draymond, here's the thing. Are they going to find anybody for Draymond? Or is Draymond going to stick because they can't move that money? I know that Klay Thompson, look, Klay went through those miserable back-to-back injuries, which no one could have ever foreseen. But unfortunately, look, four championships in that core group, there's nothing to be ashamed about. But, yeah, it's time to break it up. They're done.
And, you know, as great as Steph is, we know that group as a group, Hall of Famers, they won, what, four, I think, championships. Right. Should have probably won five. That was the comeback year in which LeBron and the Cavs came back and beat them in their 70-plus win season. But the fact of the matter is, last night they looked old. I'm watching that game.
Would they have been any different with Jordan Poole?
Maybe.
Any different? I mean, I know that.
We'll never know because somebody got punched in the face.
I know. He may have hurt some people.
We'll never know.
Apparently, nobody had a problem with it. They leaked the video of him getting punched out by Draymond. But I just wonder. I want to say.
Maybe. You're talking about more shooting, maybe more playmaking.
Draymond, this year, he averaged 17.4. So maybe. I'm sorry. Jordan Poole averaged 17.4. Draymond became a liability at times this year.
Yeah.
Not to mention the antics.
404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think about the Hawks. Chris, can we get a poll up and put a poll up about these Hawks, man? Because this could be the last night, Mike. And if it is, then it opens up the start of a very interesting offseason. Now, I hope that's not the case. I wanted these guys to go as far as they can. We always want our teams to win. I know it's been a tough season, and you've overcome a lot. But if it is, then we got a lot of stuff that's got to get figured out.
Well, if you move Trey, you get more stuff. But does that make you a better basketball team? You still got a $24.5 million exemption, the way I read it.
That's right.
To use this year, thanks to the John Collins trade.
You're right.
But could you build with DeJounte and say, look, the U.S. Olympic basketball team, which is co-run by the guy Grant Hill, who runs our team to a degree.
Did you see the headline, by the way, today?
Yep.
The headline, just real quick while you're talking about this. Grant Hill was asked about the Olympic team. Turtle, correct me if I'm wrong. He basically insinuated that they got the guys they wanted because they wanted to emphasize defense.
Yes.
Correct.
Now, more size, they're bigger. I know that that's about what you kind of expect because of the nature of Olympic competition. A lot of big guys, especially from Eastern Europe. But Trey just can't find any favors. Even with a guy from our own group, the Hawks, involved with U.S. men's basketball, he still can't crack that roster. And the Claw, by the way, who's injured right now because he always is. But
he always is.
Seriously. Kawhi Leonard will be the last guy added to that roster. But does Trey not have boys? We can debate this. We talked about the comparisons between him and Isaiah Thomas. Different type of player, different team, different era. But guys who just couldn't seem to get love or respect, mostly because of how Isaiah treated Michael and Magic wasn't a fan, and that's all it wrote for that first Dream Team. But anyway, getting back to it, Trey can make a statement. You think Trey's got Trey's in his bag a little bit tonight? A little chip on his shoulder?
Listen,
it over like he did against Cleveland 2 years ago?
Here's the deal. He's saying all the right things, but I hope that he is. Because he should have been a starter in the All-Star game. Let's be honest. We forget he had a stretch of seven, I think it was nine games, Mike, where he scored like 35 and had 13 or something.
He had more votes than Jalen Brunson.
And remember that one? He should have been a starter.
Right.
So whether you think this is a slight or not, I hope he is going into tonight and then into these playoff games with a chip on his shoulder. Now, does that mean they'll win? I don't know. But I just think when the lights are the brightest, this dude shows up. He plays well.
I went to that Charlotte play-in game a couple years ago that they went on the road to Cleveland. He brings it. The only problem is, and that's the great argument about this team. We talked about with Lauren Williams earlier. When we're playing defense, we just can't get the scoring at the end of the game.
That's right.
And that's what you saw, especially some of those blowouts this year. But then can you ever marry the defense with Trey's clutch scoring? And Trey, let's call it what it is. They talked about it on NBA TV the other night. They just don't coexist. Trey and DeJounte have never coexisted like they should have.
All right, you guys can go to Dukes and Bell 929. We've got a poll up talking about tonight and what you think is going to play out and how it's going to shake out. Again, if they win, you go play the loser of tonight's Sixers-Heat matchup.
Right.
Okay?
Now, we should have beat the Heat the other night in regulation.
Yep.
Heat did everything in their power to give it away. But if you have to play the Sixers and Embiid's healthy – That's a problem because our front court can't match that up.
No, and that's going to be the issue. Get past the Bulls, and then you try to figure it out with playing the 76ers. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got a lot more to dive into. Coming up, as we mentioned, you will hear from Danny Green, our Odyssey NBA insider at 6, Grant McCauley at 6:20 to talk Braves, guys.
And by the way, if you're a soccer fan, I know we don't talk a lot of what's going on in the Premier League. Now it's Champions League. Manchester City and Real Madrid in extra time. A lot of drama. So if you're in this neck of the woods, join us over here at Taco Mac and Woodstock. Have a cold one.
Hey, Max Free went 5 innings today. We're going to talk about him. I said to Turtle and Mike, it is not physical. It is mental with what we're seeing with Max Free. 3 earned runs today. He had 4 walks. That's a lot. We'll talk about the Braves winning and sweeping the Astros coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ronald Acuna is off to another great start. He hit his first home run today.
Can't believe it took this long, Carl.
I know.
Because you got, you know, Ozuna, who's just seemingly hitting home runs all the time. But Acuna today, an RBI, a couple of hits, home run, obviously one of them. And then you had Ozuna with an RBI, Olsen with an RBI, Mike, and Arcia. And I just, Arcia, man, what you saw last year was not a fluke.
Remember all the times you and I were going round and round about, wow, I mean, what are we going to do at shortstop? How are you going to, you know, give up on a prospect? Guy's been so reliable, so money, so clutch.
368 batting average, 6 RBI for Arcia. So the two guys, the irony to me is the two guys that you didn't expect to be kind of carrying us is Ozuna and Arcia. And they've been carrying us, right? You think Acuna is going to do what he does. Olsen will beat Olsen, even Riley. But when you look at these games, those are the two guys that have just been coming up big in big situations. And so big at-bats. And then we got, you know, production in the back half of that lineup last night.
Right. Just after you and I were both arguing about it, joking around about, man, I don't know about 7-8-9 is not going to bring it. They left the runners bases loaded, if you remember, earlier in the game, only to blow doors in the top of the ninth. And I don't know about you. I know today was a great, it wasn't a bad day. He was 1-for-5 with 2 runs scored. I love Money Harris in the 2 spot. Once Ozzie comes back, you know, dropping Ozzie, and if Arcia keeps hitting like this, I mean, you, there's a lot of ways you can play this, but I know they love having almost like that second leadoff hitter, but don't you really like Money? Didn't we always think this was where he was going to be anyway?
Yeah, high in this lineup. Right. I don't disagree. Because, again, he can steal bases too. He can put pressure on pitchers. Right. And
once the injuries are done, you get back to stabilize the bottom of the lineup. Yeah.
He can score on a single from first, you know, to third and get home. I'm with you on that. Let's talk about Max Fried for a second, though, Mike. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. We're live at Taco Mac, guys, here in Woodstock. It's Dukes and Bell. A lot of folks coming out, hanging out. Again, they'll have the Hawks game on as well tonight, so if you want to come out and check that out, the big play-in game. Max Fried's ERA, if it matters, is 7.71. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it's all things and that it's the only thing. Mm-hmm. But you've gone from one start in Philly where you went, what was that? To another start where you went, okay, he looks like Max Fried.
Right.
To another start where he walks three today, gives up seven hits. He walked four and gave a big home run.
Alvarez hit the big – it wasn't a tape measure shot, but Alvarez kind of was looking for what he wanted what he got and hit it out. But I don't know. Do you feel there's some kind of – we're not sports psychologists.
It's
we don't
mental.
Pretend to be.
It's mental.
But, yeah, but do you feel some kind of press because of this contract year, which he's in? He's done as a Brave. He's going to make more money with another team.
He probably would tell us no, but I just choose to say I don't believe it. Like –
He's been so stoic.
Yes.
He's always been a guy who's handled his water.
If you are relaxed, Mike, and you go out and you have the stuff that Max Fried possesses, and I'm talking, when I say stuff, I'm talking about pitchers, guys. I'm talking about his ability to put the ball wherever he wants and get guys out. I'm not telling you today was a bad start. But this dominant look that we saw against the Marlins, and then you come back and it's like, okay, that was okay. But the ERA is upwards of 8. Mm. And it's not as if he's pitched 7 or 8 innings every time out.
No.
We're talking about he went.
He's barely getting through 5 or 6.
Correct.
Right.
So I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but I'm just telling you, like, that is – I think it's more mental with Fried than anything.
Well, can Kranitz fix it?
Got to fix it.
Kranitz, I mean, we always joke around about the video or whatever, but Kranitz got to get him tight. So 3 earned runs today, to Carl's point, for Max in just 5 innings. And, look, it is the new paradigm in Major League Baseball. Pitchers aren't going as deep as we grew up with.
No.
Complete games are a mystery. But Chavez, one of the few times he has struggled, I'm always amazed. Chavez never gives up any runs anyway. But later on, Minter came in, did the work. Iglesias, always interesting. What's up, baby? Hey, man, good crowd out here. It's a Taco Mac here in Woodstock. But the Braves sweep the Astros, win in extra innings 5-4.
Yeah, and it's good. Braves 12-5, Astros 6-14. Big comparison there, because if we were 6-14, we'd be losing our minds right now, saying what's going on, the season's going to tank, we're going to be terrible. We are dealing with major injuries. Not saying the Astros aren't,
right?
But you lose your strikeout pitcher, your number one guy that was going to give you 300 strikeouts potentially, and you're still right here, Mike. 12-5, you go on the road. This was a big series. I said this was a litmus test just because of the Astros and the moxie they have. They got a lot of guys with World Series experience on that team, and you handled it. So,
I will say this. As much as we've been bellyaching about the injuries and the pitching staff, we just shut down the Astros after the Texas Rangers, they were getting a lot of success against that pitching staff. They just won the World Series.
Yep, lit them up. Lit them up. So tomorrow will be an off day for our Braves, and then Friday – they will be back in action against the Rangers. I think I mentioned this earlier. Sunday, Kirk Cousins is throwing out the first pitch. Sunday at True.
You
Spot.
Like that?
Yeah. So that'll
you know
be
what
cool.
You'd like?
What's that?
Our buddy General Jeremiah just tweeted out.
Oh, geez.
I know we're talking baseball. We'll move it over to the oblong spheroid. Move the sticks. That's his Twitter handle on his latest podcast.
Yeah.
Dallas Turner, Jared Verse.
Yeah.
Leetu Latu.
Yeah.
Turner would be his choice for the Falcons. Quote, I can make that case easy. Turner fits them to a T.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah.
A T.
Yeah.
Dallas Turner.
You know what he is, Carl?
What is he?
He's a killer,
he's
Carl.
He's a killer?
And
he's
the only reason
killer.
I got there
he's
is
a killer?
Dallas is
he's
from,
a killer?
Dallas is from Texas, and the Braves just played in Houston. And that's how I was able to bring that in there together.
Strip
seamlessly
sack.
Integrate the Dallas Turner quote.
Around the Falcon report on Duke's Bell.
Can I say this, too? I, now that you brought this up, I got to say this about Daniel Jeremiah, and I love Daniel Jeremiah. When you have to make a case for it?
Oh, no.
He's the,
when you have to make a case
why
for it?
Why do you hate Alabama so much?
You should have to make a case for it. You should be like, oh, look at him.
Do you realize that Auburn fans don't hate Alabama as much as you hate Alabama?
Which is true. By the way, Jerome, you know Jerome, our Alabama
yes.
guy?
Yes.
Jerome finally hit me up. He goes, I'm so glad you admitted it.
Jerome.
Oh, man.
Shut up.
That's our man in Buford. Yes. That's the show within the show. Oh, guy who's arguing with other patrons.
He literally goes, I'm so glad you admitted it. I didn't admit anything.
Oh, and speaking of making a case for people, Carl. What?
Why do you have to make a case for somebody?
In your cubby at work, you have a bronze statue of Leyatu Latu that you pray to.
Yeah, our man DJ Diesel. Well, I finally was able to catch up with Mike and Carl and talk about hashtag endless love.
404-726-0929.
Carl loves him some Pineapple Express.
Listen, give me the best player. That's all I want. That's all I'm asking for. And if they feel like it is Dallas Turner, I will bend the knee.
Mickey Licky, hi, Mickey. Hey, okay. Mickey, yo.
I will bend the knee and say, fine, Dallas, right. Fine.
Big D.
Strip sack.
It all starts.
With the D. Where is all the That's all I'm asking.
10 sacks is nothing. He's in the SEC getting 10 sacks. Yeah. He's not doing it against the Sisters of the Poor in the Pac-12 like your boy Latu.
Yeah.
The Hawaiian punch.
Tip ball, pick six. Where is all this? Where is it at?
Carl, can I just read something to you again just in case the audience missed it the first time?
I'm so glad the draft is
Dallas has a little more just in terms of his juice to get off and his burst. It's pretty elite. He's a better bender. He's more fluid and a loose athlete.
Loose and fluid, Carl.
And by the way, here's the thing about what Daniel Jeremiah is saying. Is Dukes and Bell, we're live at Taco Mac. I would love to know where teams have him on their board. Not our team. Other teams. You think the Ravens have him as one of the elite pass rushers? Do you think, let's just go down the list of teams right. that need pass. I would love to see that. We won't be privy to that.
Right.
But once this is done, if everybody in the league, let's say the top seven or eight teams that need edge rushers, and they said Turner, Latu third, verse second, I'd be curious to see what that looks like.
But we've said this before. Guys, after
all this. Since we're all convinced that we're going edge.
But after all, we're obsessed on that first overall pick. The best damn defensive player might be in the second or third round on this team.
Second or third round.
Could be a corner who becomes a pro bowler.
That's where I'm at.
Could be one of those dudes from the way the Rams ran their draft last year. We're excited about this. Hey, guys, come back. If you missed it, we talked about Belichick earlier. That was a major headline today.
Was.
Carl and I gave you, and Carl more than me, gave you the secret sauce on what actually happened with Belichick's conversations with the Falcons, although a major story today by ESPN dropping about Belichick may never get hired again.
Well, Steve Wyche even said he doesn't fit the mold, okay?
Not 2024.
And that's part of the deal. It's not that we're against Belichick. It's just like what teams are looking for. All right, we got more to get to. 6 o'clock hour is straight ahead. We're going to let you hear from Danny Green, Odyssey NBA insider. What does he think the Hawks do tonight? What do you think about LeBron and the performance last night? Are the Golden State Warriors retooling now that they are out of the playoffs?
And why isn't Trey on the Dream Team part, whatever it is?
Hear what Danny Green says next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.